Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name. We ask that we may keep in mind the martyrs that we experience in our church, especially on this day, St. Andrew Dunglock and his companions, who were martyrs, and a very special day, especially for the Vietnamese community, and so the Vietnamese martyrs. And let us always be mindful of them. Let us always be mindful of our call to be in service to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, as I said, today is the anniversary, the memorial, actually, of St. Andrew Dunglock and his companions. And of course, they were Vietnamese martyrs. And we understand the severe persecution that they lived through, and they represent this huge persecution against Christianity in Asia. And of course, that still goes on today in different elements, and we've understood that. And part of what, of course, is part of the element of persecution today is eliminating Christianity altogether, getting rid of religion altogether, and instead embracing that worldly religion, which is rooted in Marxism and Maoism and Leninism and Stalinism and everything else. So it is that whole thing of a utopian vision that they are seeking. In Cambodia, for example, there's an article I wrote a while ago that we all know how vicious that regime was. The reason why it was so vicious is part of their philosophy is the ends justify the means. So in other words, and you find this in Saul Alinsky, so in other words, if you want to build a perfect society, the ends justify the means. You can use imperfect means to build a just society. Well, actually, you can't. And so, therefore, you have this tremendous persecution, and obviously there's persecution against religion, and the reason is because they're trying to build a society, and at least in these days, trying to build a perfect society in the mind of the human. But one of the things we people of God realize is there is a greater wisdom, there is a bigger wisdom, and when we are humble to it, we discover it, and we discover that human beings cannot create a perfect society. Only God can. And so we invite God into our world so that we can build so that God can build a better society. And some people will turn around and say, well, I haven't seen a better society that is religious. No, that is a fact. And the reason is because we understand that we can only find it when we are humble before the Lord and we allow the kingdom of God to take charge, which, by the way, is what our utopia in the future is all about. But in the meantime, we answer to God, not just a regime that is seeking to build a utopia based on a materialistic understanding of the world without anything else. We go back to that concept that I bring up all the time. You may have heard it before, where I talk about everyone who focuses just on science misses the bigger picture, which includes faith. And faith is like, if we take a Venn diagram, faith is like the Venn diagram that within it is all of science. We'll say a smaller level, all of science. That doesn't mean science is small. It means that the world that is bigger than science is huge. And that's what we believe. We believe there's a world bigger than science. Now, some people taking that Venn diagram would say there are two Venn diagrams. There are two circles, rather. One is science and the other one is faith. And there are still others who say there's only one circle. One is just science. The other one is just faith. But we see them both, and we see science incorporated completely in faith. And if you want to build a just society, you have to work with both. Go back to what we as Catholics believe, faith and reason. One of the things I always bring out is that reason without faith will bring you the Holocaust. Faith without reason will bring you the Inquisition. Either way, it's not a good sign. So what you need is strong faith and reason to their limits. And with that, we have a deeper understanding. And if we don't choose that, then we have the risk of building a very dangerous society. As I'm reading this right now, as I'm preparing this right now, someone was talking about, this was on one of our network news programs, cable network news programs, that should give you a hint, and was talking about a certain politician who had said that what is needed is one religion in our country. Well, what does that mean? And obviously, as Catholics, we believe that Catholicism is a powerful religion, but we also believe that we don't have the constitutional right to make Catholicism the state religion. And if it does become the state religion, then what happens is, and there are countries where this is the case, what happens is then everyone becomes at best a lukewarm Catholic. There are some great Catholics in those countries, but there are many that are lukewarm Catholics. They don't take their faith seriously because it's just part of being what it means. I remember I was in a place one time where they saw the church as another form of government. So first you had the church, then you had the city, then you had the state, then you had the county, then you had the state, then you had the federal government. And they didn't understand that the church wasn't even part of government. That's what you can have when you have this one a government and a religion mixed together. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And if you are tuning in for the first time, we welcome you and we thank you for being here. And for those who are returning, we thank you for being here as well. And we hope you're all sharing what you're listening to and telling others and telling them where to find it. 3 o'clock a.m., midnight and 3 o'clock a.m., in fact, on WECE 590 a.m., and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a rosary novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show. You can check out our Substack newsletter. You can check out our blog. You can do some shopping. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Speaking about the archives of the show, every so often, it's really fascinating. Every so often, there's like, it seems like one person downloads a whole bunch of episodes. It's just fascinating. So, I mean, I don't know who, obviously, and it's not the same person. It's, you know, one day the person's in one state and another day it happens in another state, but it's fascinating. For example, one time in one state, I won't name the state, someone downloaded 200 episodes of our podcast. Well, that's always fascinating. But anyway, that's over at the archives of the show, which you can find at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking there about this martyrdom that came, St. Andrew Dung Lac and his companions offered to the Lord, in a sense. They refused to back down in their faith, and they suffered a terrible martyrdom. I guess the martyrdom at this time, which went on for decades, was severe. It was a horrible, horrible, just a horrible a form of torture, in a sense, really terrible. So we look at it, but they held to their faith because martyrdom means to be a witness to the faith. And that was one of the things they were doing. They were being witnesses to the faith, which, by the way, can be, obviously we know it can be very difficult at times. I've come to realize that, you know, a lot of people will talk about the devil this, the devil that. Well, the demonic does not want us to witness to our faith. And as we can see in some of the teachings we see in today's world and stuff, there is a major resistance to our faith by forces that go beyond just people disagreeing with or going beyond by people learning incorrectly what we believe from, we'll say, people who didn't teach it correctly. Real forces trying to silence us. Now, as you know, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, which is used as a book by some of the community organizers, praises Lucifer and calls people who read the book to emulate Lucifer as their model for community organizing. And I always feel that opens people up to become influenced by the demonic. So that's my personal opinion. I wouldn't touch the book. I mean, I've read the book because I had to, not for course. I know people were using that, and I decided to read the book. And I like to say, if you really want to save your money, go talk to your local gang member, and he can teach you the exact same thing. But it uses that. And people are saying that we're actually in a time where they believe, and we've heard of exorcists becoming more common. There's a greater sense of a proliferation of the demonic. But if you're using the demonic as part of your tools, even unwittingly, well, that's a way to open it up. That's why you always want to be careful of that. You always want to be humble before the Lord. One of the saints, I forget which one it was, probably a lot of them actually, said the greatest way to defeat the devil is humility. The devil cannot deal with humility. And one of my favorite sayings is, the thing that the devil fears the most is the worst of all sinners down on his knees in prayer, or her knees in prayer. That powerful humility, that recognizing that God is God and us seeking his help, his assistance. And also, as we see in Andrew Dulac and his companions, to recognize in our most difficult times, reaching out for help when we need it, but recognize in our most difficult times that our faithfulness is a powerful witness to the faith. Well, we are here every single Monday through Friday at midnight at 3 o'clock in the morning. If what you heard touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so that we can be enlightened as well. Our goal is always to reach new listeners, to get them to share our message, and we'd like you to do that as well. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow. You can find us also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have yourself a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.